Good evening, Cardiff Devils fans. We're joined by the sniper, Trevor Hendricks. Hendo, two goals. What happened?
I don't know. I just kind of blacked out. I'm not sure what happened there, but I'll take it. I mean, it was a good win by the boys, and it was nice to chip in with a few goals there. I don't score too many, but when I do, I like to get them. So, but no, it was a great win for us, and we're moving forward here. So
what's that in your career tally of goals now, then?
Oh, I can't keep track. There's so many.
So let's just talk about the game. Obviously, a 7-0, it's a pretty convincing win there. But was it a case that Hull didn't turn up to play, or they just did not give a chance to get into the game?
I think we smothered them early. I mean, we came out with a quick start and got a couple few goals. And then, you had two teams in our rink, and it kind of quiets them up pretty quickly. So it was nice to jump all over them like that, and they kind of didn't really do much after that. So, it's nice to have the fans here. It kind of creates a six-man on the ice for us. And when we get up a few goals, it's very tough to come back.
So obviously you've played in a lot of rinks, a lot of barns across the world. Is this the noisiest you've played in?
Funny enough, it is actually. For a small little tent, it's probably the loudest place I've ever played. I've played in lots of rinks with like 10,000 people, and this place is just unbelievable. It gets better every game, and we appreciate our fans more than anything.
So that victory tonight keeps us in second place in the league, only a point or two off Sheffield now. What's the mood like in the locker room?
Obviously, we're happy. We're on a bit of a roll here, and we're trying to stay focused and keep that going into Hull next week, Saturday, whatever it is. And then, just main thing is trying to keep focused and keep this going.
Just away from the hockey side of stuff, over the festive break, is it tough to maintain that focus?
We kind of had a little meeting about that, and we only had 2 days off, and a lot of teams will have a lot more time off than that, but we decided to have a couple days, and then a couple of us went to London, a couple of us went to Paris, and have a little fun. But we're a very focused group right now, and we want to keep that going.
So the Hendricks hip check now is becoming pretty synonymous with the league. Is there any more people lined up for it? Is there any targets you've specifically got for the season?
Well, not really. Anybody that comes on my side is pretty much a target. But I really enjoyed last game when they were having the "You Got Hendricks" chant. That was pretty funny. But no, anybody that comes on my side with their head down, I usually try to get them. So
just looking forward now, obviously it's difficult to kind of say any aspirations for the league. Obviously the crowd have started talking about silverware. Is this something that the team even think about at the moment, or just worry about the job in hand?
I mean, obviously we know where the standings are and where we're at, and we don't really talk about it. We all know what our goal is and what we want, and we're just trying to keep our focus, like I said, and work towards that big goal that we all want. So,
well, congratulations, Hendo. We'll speak to you next time you score too.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
10 successive wins at home.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe.